Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing today? I am Skip LaCour. One more day of MTC, mental toughness conditioning. You know, I got to calm that down. I was doing some videos, and every time I say MTC, I get this big old grimace in my face, you know. MTC, mental toughness conditioning. I guess mental toughness conditioning in my mind. I go, MTC, mental toughness conditioning. Does it have to be so hard? Does that brace you for the battle? Mental toughness conditioning. Here you are one more day. Thank you so much for following through on the promises that you've made to yourself. You've identified listening to this Morning Connection podcast, allowing me to come into your life and stimulate thought by telling you stories, my experiences, things I've noticed along my journey of just my crazy passionate journey and my extreme interest in personal development and why we do the things we do and how to get more out of ourselves. Thank you for allowing me to come into your life. I take this role very seriously. I will not let you down. Wake up every single morning. What can I do to bring more insight, more clarity into their lives? And it's so great for me too. So great for me too to start off my day this way. Morning Connection, podcast number 192 on our way to 200 podcasts. What a journey this has been. What a privilege it has been to serve you in this manner and connect with you. So many times during this Morning Connection podcast, it's like, again, that MTC, get tough mentally, get tough emotionally, make it happen, work through it, you know. Identifying what it is you really want and becoming this powerful being to break through all those challenges that stand in your way, right? Be strong physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically. Someone asked me, you know, we talked about the Celestine prophecy the other day, and it was yesterday, and talked about all those control dramas, and I really encourage you to read that book. And it'll just help you maybe understand yourself at a deeper level. I know that's what it did for me about 15 years ago when I read the book. More importantly than that, what it did is help me understand other people. And I talk about this all the time, is like a lot of these distinctions, all these strategies, you know, I get emails, wow, you've had so much life experience to understand people at such a deep level. The things that you say, it really stimulates thought. I think it's kind of an interesting and a fun thing when someone confides in me, they say, Skip, man, I take this stuff that you talk about during the Morning Connection podcast, and man, I'm just the life of the party, just springing the knowledge on my friends and family and just mesmerizing them, impressing them with the things that I know. And that's awesome. You know, that's what this Morning Connection podcast is all about, is to share my life experiences with you. And while you have been concentrating on the things that you really enjoy and you love, doing what you're great at. Well, I've been at this little subsection of life and mastering and breaking that down. And then, you know, I share it on this podcast, and then you get to come up to my level of understanding a lot sooner, a lot quicker without doing all that work and all the bumbling around, because I condense it down. That's the great thing about finding really committed coaches and mentors and teachers. And this internet is full of them. Sometimes people say, how do I get the information, and who do I trust? Well, there are people out there, and I just come from that belief because I know I'm one of them, that I take all my years and I do my best to condense them down and give it to you. And I know I'm not the only person on the planet to have that type of passion, that type of expertise, and that sincere desire to help you. I know I'm not the only one, so it's just a matter of us finding other people in our lives in those areas that we want to improve upon. But that's great. And I do the same thing. I talk about how I listen to podcasts. I'm a really big podcast fan. I step into other people's worlds and I hear them breaking down and how they talk about the world. And it just gives me a level of understanding very passively by listening to a podcast. So, you know, that's great. The point that I was making, though, is that when you read the Celestine prophecy, and you'll see that we as individuals, as people, we sometimes tend to think that we're so much different than other people. And I really think that's because, you know, we have to be special, unique, and different in some way. And that's awesome. That's a human need. We can't just be like everybody else, just another brick in the wall. And there are things that do make us special, unique, and different. We don't respond the same to every situation as anybody else would. It's just that generally, you know, we would. And I'm not, you know, whether it's a challenge or a great thing, we generally act in the same manner as we as being human beings. And, you know, I'm just throwing out this percentage, so just for the sake of demonstration, is that when we're put in certain situations as human beings, especially if we have the same type of cultural beliefs, you know, probably 95% of the time we would act the same. That's why I really try not to judge people who go through certain events and try to, oh, how could they act that way? You know, how could they act that way? If I went through that situation, I would act like this, this, and this. Well, you don't know. You don't know how you would act. I mean, I watch these crime shows. They always seem to be the same thing, whether it's 48 hours or 2020, some crime mystery. It always seems to be where some husband kills his wife, and somehow, some way, it always seems to be they use the bathtub method, right? It just seems like the same story played out with different demographics, different people, different mysteries, different crime dramas or whatever. It always seems to be the same story. And what they'll do is they'll drag out the whole story, and then it's always the husband, always the spouse who's accused. And then the friends and family members will say, you know, he didn't act a certain way with his wife dying. That's why we know he's guilty. And the truth of the matter is, I mean, we don't know how we would act in that situation. We're just speculating. The truth of the matter is, under certain conditions, generally, we'd act the same. It's just that, just say 95% the same. Again, I'm just throwing that number out. It's the 5% differences in life that really make all the difference in we as human beings. That 5% on who steps up and acts differently during situations where the other 95 out of 100 would act the same. That's what makes us special, unique, and different. Not because we're 100% different than any Homo sapien human being that has walked the face of the earth. It's those small differences. And but one thing about that Celestine Prophecy book, it talks about these control dramas, and you know, I really want you to read it, but it just talks about, you know, we all want energy, you know, and it's just a human need. I mean, it's been described differently by different people in peak performance, personal development, and it breaks down to basically these four categories. And you think, wow, there's 7 billion people on the planet. We're all unique individuals. How can you break it down to four different, what they call control dramas? The thing is, generally, that's true. And if you think about it, if you're really dealing with four different types of personalities out of 7 billion people, it gives you a lot more certainty and confidence on dealing with this important aspect of your life, dealing with people. Anyway, one way a person becomes special, unique, and different, they get energy, they differentiate themselves from other people, is by the person who's always judgmental. They're always judging a particular situation. I talked about that in yesterday's podcast, where I'll post something and some guy, I'll pick out you know, some factoid from a particular situation that's posted that's so off the point. You can tell that guy, that's how he gets his significance. That's how he gets energy, by noticing all the slight differences and oddities. Right? Could be a good thing, could be a bad thing. It's just, you got to know how you're motivated. And the reason why I say that is when I talk about getting all in, all your resources, using them to the fullest, I came out with that phrase, physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, right? Some people might add spiritually, if you're a spiritual person. But it's really just about getting everything out of yourself, right? And the one gentleman, he said, you know, I'm having a trouble with what you're saying, because what's the difference between psychologically and mentally, right? And I know that makes sense to him. That makes sense to him, right? Mentally and psychologically, you're right. I guess they sound the same. I guess I don't really know. That's not really the point of it. It's just you're all using every single talent, ability, resources that's available to you to give it your all towards what it is you want most. I don't really know what the difference is. That's totally missing the point, right? That's not missing the point. And the thing is, you know, if you are a person and your control drama is to be judgmental and pick out all these things, two things. Number one, you're making life a lot more difficult on yourself. When you're always picking out all inconsistencies and you're missing the big picture of the direction that to go on the point of the teacher, the master, someone like me who's, while you're sleeping right now, maybe you're listening to this podcast later where, you know, I'm doing my best to stand and deliver, to use my experiences to come into your life, and you're going to get tripped up over little things. Now, if you make that a part of your identity, of who you are, to pick out these things, and you have no idea why, that's just your way of getting energy, connecting with people, right? Becoming special and different, that, oh, please, you have to explain this to me. I don't see the inconsistency, or that makes you, I don't know, unique in a way. You get a lot of power from that. You're the person who always picks things apart. And again, this can be done on a subconscious level, right? You're getting some benefit out of it, right? But you got to understand, you're not very fun to be around, right? You're always breaking up the flow. You're always making the teacher, the mentor, someone who's telling a joke, you're taking them off point. They're trying to get to the bigger picture. And just because you've trained your mind to look at all the inconsistencies, you stop the whole ship. You stop the whole movement going and by always breaking it down. Think about that. Think about that. What if you were to be in a conversation, right? And you're talking, you'll see me get all excited. And I'm talking on a podcast. And what if I dangle a participle every once in a while? Or a slower word? Or I don't complete a sentence because I get so excited? That probably never happens on this podcast, right? What if I was talking to someone? Hey, wait a second. Now, you got that, the context of that verb. Didn't do that exactly right. Or, is that the right way to use that word? Right? It's like, shut the hell up. What does that matter? Did you understand the point where I was going? All right, because the point of what I'm saying, that you're slowing me down and ruining my flow, has nothing to do with that. You know it. I know it. Was that even necessary? Right? But the thing is, the people, they get power out of being the judgmental who can pick all these things out. And they're getting the short-term connection. They're getting the energy, and they've convinced themselves that makes so much sense. Well, things should be right and in order. Whatever it is, you're winning in the short run, that peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and you're losing big time in the long run because that's not very fun to be around, right? The people who are movers and shakers with the big picture, leading the masses with their message, you're going to be raising your hand at the back of the room, so to speak. If you're the teacher, they're going to go, I'm going to ignore Joe in the back of the room because I know he's going to break my flow, ask me something because he needs the energy. He needs to always pick out these things that are different, right? Can I just ignore him? And think about that. If you really thought about why you do the things that you do, I believe, and this is something for you to think about, is it because things have to be in order? They have to use the right usage of that word or the verb, or it needs to be stopped and identified right now. Do you really need this clarified? Did you not get the point of what mentally, physically, psychologically, emotionally, spiritual, in the context of what I was saying? You have to stop it all and break it down. Is that how you're getting the energy? Is that a great way to get energy? Because like I said, if that's your way of thinking, or if you know people who think this way, you have convinced yourself that that's necessary. It needs to be done. That's how you might be looking at it on a conscious level, right? On a subconscious level, maybe something to think about is that's your way of connecting. We all need connection. We all want to, maybe it's in this example, we want the teacher to notice us. We want to feel important in this classroom of, I don't know, 30, 40 people, that you have value. It's a way of connecting with the teacher. Hey, I'm here. I'm here in this room of 30 people. Maybe it's a way for all the other 29 classmates to know that you're there. It's a way to feel special, unique, and different, and connect with everybody in the room. Maybe you're just not realizing that on a subconscious level. And my question to you would be, do you really want that turkey dinner, that Thanksgiving dinner, and all the trimming and all the enjoyment of the, not just the meal, but the people, right? Enjoying that setting? Or is breaking up the flow and you don't realize it, is it really one of those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? You're getting your short-term fix. You convince yourself that makes so much sense. And you know what? There's not going to be very many people who show up at that Thanksgiving dinner with you. You've shot your wad, so to speak. You know, you've used all the ammunition in your chamber, your gun chamber. I'm not even a gun guy. I don't know where that came from. But you used it all with the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and you didn't realize that. You know, think about that, all right? See, kind of got a little off topic, but it really ties into what I want to talk about today is, you know, we talk about change and going for it, mental toughness conditioning, going for what you want, all the things that you say that you want, right? And if you're like me, you have things that you've had on your goal list or your dream board like forever, and you don't seem to be moving towards them as quickly as you want. Time has gone by, and you've convinced yourself, wow, I really want that. I can't seem to make that happen. Now, at the same time, if you're a person to listen to this type of personal development, a Morning Connection podcast like this one, I am sure that you have used your, again, physical, mental, emotional, psychological, spiritual abilities. You align them in a manner to do some amazing things. Now, I know when I say that to some people, because their whole energy is, oh, poor me. I don't even know my power. I guess I'm good at something or whatever. That's their control drama. They don't know that they're in it. There is something that you're better than most. You're more gritty. You're more hardworking than a lot. There are some positive things about you. If you got over your control drama about, you know, poor me, I can't do anything right. Because I'll tell you this, if you respected me, if we have rapport, and then I said, yeah, you know what, Joe, you're not very good at very many things. Man, we got to get you good at something. You suck really bad. You know, you might say, yeah, okay, well, wow, I'm really connecting with Skip. He understands this stuff that's going in my head all the time. He understands. You know, after you got your connection, you would say, hey, wait a second. Who the hell is he saying I'm not very good at anything? I'm good at a lot of things. And then after you got what you didn't realize that you wanted, that peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and then you started realizing you want it, the Thanksgiving dinner, and you don't want me to say you suck like you've been trying to convince me and everybody else that you suck and you can't do it, you're going to say to yourself, hey, now your brain is going to use that mental, physical, emotional, psychological, spiritual abilities and talents and resources to start looking for all the things in life that you're pretty darn good at. Because I agreed with you. Because you got your connection and I told you that you sucked and there's probably not very many things that you're good at in life, right? All of a sudden it changes, right? The point of what I'm trying to talk about is if you can't get to those goals in life that you want, those feelings and emotions, the chances are great that you are enjoying so many more benefits than you might realize by acting that way. You know, using the example I give, you know, I just gave, you know, how can someone take pleasure with always ruining the flow, pushing people away, not making people want to hang around them because they pick everything apart because they're going, oh, poor me. Oh, I'm draining your energy. I don't know if I can do that. Can you hang around me? Oh, I'm not very good. You know, how can people have a benefit by that? Well, like I said, you're special, unique, and different. You're always the guy who's smarter than anybody else in the room. You can pick out all these inconsistencies, right? Your grammar is so awesome that you can stop the whole flow and correct somebody's grammar, right? You are. You're the smartest guy in the room, I guess, that you can do all that. You know, the real thing is you're not the smartest guy in the room because you are missing the whole boat of where this ship is trying to go. You're slowing everybody else down. You just don't realize it. Right? So thing is, well, there's a lot of benefits that people can get by, you know, and they do get that connection in the short term. They get to raise their hand. This important person is talking to them one-on-one. The only challenging thing about it is, you know, is that the kind of attention that you want? Is that peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Is it taking you away from that Thanksgiving dinner, the feelings and emotions, the respect, the self-control, the making difference that you really want? The truth of the matter is everything that we do that we can't seem to change, there is some benefit to it. There's some conflict in our values where we say we don't want it, but at some level we do, more than we do want it. Sounds so simple, but the truth of the matter is what I want to do in this podcast is make you look at all those areas in your life that you can't seem to change, and I want you to think about all the benefits that you gain by not changing. Hit it head on. Don't let it work in your subconscious mind and give you all these benefits, and then you don't move in the direction that you say you want, and you stay where you are, and you're enjoying all these benefits, you just don't realize it. I mean, look, I'm going to be honest with myself here, right in front of you, is that I know that there's a lot of things that I say that I want that I'm not moving towards because, you know, getting back to the analogy, if I went to that person, yeah, you're right, you suck at a lot of things, we got to get you good at something. And then all of a sudden, after they connected with me, they said, hey, wait a sec, who the hell are you to tell me? I'm great at a lot of things. And then they use their brain power to see those things that they're great at, where if I would have just asked them to do that, they would go into the poor me mode and not see it. And again, if this isn't you, you know people like this. And us having this discussion right now can help you deal with them better instead of going into their little control drama, having you suck in and you give an hour's worth of your time where you really only had 15, 20, 30 minutes to deal with them. And they always seem to suck out an hour of your time and you think you're doing some good. You're not doing them any good. You're giving them a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You're not helping them get to that Thanksgiving dinner. So again, if this isn't you, you know people like this. And this will help you deal with those people more effectively and help them get them on the path. Don't give them the crack cocaine, so to speak, the short-term gratification. At least the truth of the matter is, with them not realizing this, they'll find people in their life who will, at least for a short period of time, who will give them all the empathy and, oh, you poor little thing. They will find people in their life who will do that. You just don't want to be one of those. You don't, not for yourself, right? You got more of you. You got to keep conserve that energy for yourself and where you want to go in life. And you don't want to contribute to that disempowering way of thinking that they probably don't even realize is disempowering. But I realize if I have any of these conflicts of values, I can't move towards those things. Is that, you know, I know I have plenty of references in my life. When I want something, I make stuff happen, right? So if I can't move towards something, you know, I have the belief that I am just not aligning my talents and my resources and abilities in a manner to get there. I just don't want it bad enough. I can admit that. But let's take it one step further. What are all the benefits? I realize that sometimes the directions in life that I move towards or I don't move towards, it's not just because something else that takes me away from what I say that I want. There's something that I love. I know that there's some pain involved that I've experienced or I fear that I'll experience. And that's what moves me in the direction. You know, I was thinking about that preparing for this podcast is, you know, I talk about all the how I want to provide all these options for my family and my family's family. And obviously you can tell by my internet footprint or these podcasts that, you know, I work really hard. Okay. It's just that, you know, I think about how to make this happen on a larger scale. And I think about the travel involved. This is something that I mentioned, right? You know, I'll tell you, from my pains in the past, some things that you may know about, some things you may not know about is, man, I accomplished a lot of things traveling, being this bodybuilder. That caused me a lot of pain. I don't look forward to being on the road, giving myself my energy, my talent, on an airplane and the travel and the hotel and being away from my family. I did that for so many years. I connected with strangers all around the world. I'm proud to have done it. And I was empty in my soul. So if someone said, hey, you can earn $1 bazillion if you got on the road 52 days a week, and you know, you don't even have to make it that extreme, just make it, I don't know, 10 weeks. I associate a lot of pain to being on the road and being disconnected, where I have a lot of pleasure staying at home. I love working from my home office, you know, maybe doing a one-on-one weekly phone consultation, giving my all, really touching someone's life, and then just coming out and connecting with my wife and daughter before I go back in, because I have so much pain from living a life where I didn't do that. So I may say that I want all the riches that come with it, but I only want it at a certain level because of, not just because I love my family and I love that connection, I have a lot of pain of that lonely lifestyle and doing it. You know, I have no problem getting up at 3:45 in the morning, really preparing and doing this podcast and touching people's lives all over the world, giving you my energy, giving you my love, giving you my passion through a podcast like this one. And then I get to turn off the microphone, and then I get to connect with my family. You know, I'm looking for a way to do it all under my terms. But the point is, it comes from the love of what I do. But, you know, it also, that's why I'm with my family so much. At the same time, it comes from a lot of pain. You know, you're wired this way too. You know, one thing about, again, let's just talk about what I say that I want, all these options and wealth for my family and my family's family. Well, one thing about with my business, for it to grow at this massive level, all right, I'm going to need these employees. Well, you know what? My pains of the past, when I was 19 years old and I was managing these people twice my age, and I didn't know anything about people. I mean, I was a good hard worker. That's why they promoted. They saw a lot of potential. But I learned from the school of hard knocks. I had no idea how to handle people. Think back when you were 19 years old and you had to, you know, manage, and what did you know about the world to manage and tell a 40-year-old what to do? Not that you couldn't do it, not that, you know, what you did based on their assignments of the day and whatever, that you couldn't do that, but the elegance of dealing with people, a lot of things that I share, I had no understanding at all. So you can imagine how uncomfortable and challenging that was. You know, when I stuck to what it is, you know, the matter at hand, you know, knocking off the work project list or something like that, very confident in that. But, you know, there's a lot of pains of this whole puzzle of dealing with people. And there's a part of me, I realize that if I keep things small and manageable, right, I don't have to deal with that. So there's a lot of things that I love about how I'm growing my business. And, you know, I have to realize a part of it is from, you know, my pains in the past. Right? Even simple things like dieting right now. I'm dieting with my nephew, Ronnie. We're going to shoot some camera stuff. And you know, I did years and years and years of dieting and being in a bad mood that comes with that sacrifice, not rewarding myself after a hard day with just, you know, I'm not even talking about cake or something terrible, ice cream. I'm just talking just some tasty food, right, at more, right? Not that you can't have any tasty food. I'm just saying, to be at that extreme level, I know what it takes. I don't want to do that right now, right? So, you know, it's not just so much that I love the food that I get to taste. I hate the pain associated with it, right? So I'm getting benefits. The point is, what are the benefits? I don't have to deal with these pains, no matter how much I say that I want what's on the other side. And I get to enjoy the benefits of tasty food. You know, I had an interesting situation with, you know, my nephew Ronnie yesterday. And this is something that if you're following that journey, go to skiplacour.com/Ronnie, /journey. I'm sorry, skiplacour.com/journey. You know, I identified something as we were doing our initial, his goal setting session. And he talked about stress, how he used the word stress. And that's come up a couple times. It actually came up this past week. And it's about him changing what that word means to him, not just intellectually, but on a gut level. Right? And like I said, everything that we do, we're benefiting from it from some way. And it happened yesterday. So we were filming chest work, and I was doing the bench press. And, you know, during the warm-up process, I specifically told him, wow, I'm feeling a little tight during these first few warm-ups. But I said, hey, here's the thing about this I want to share from you, this from experience, is that don't make a determination on how much weight you'll lift or what kind of lifting day that will be based on your first couple warm-ups. Because how we warm up by the sixth warm-up set, you'll be a whole different person with a whole different attitude. But don't lock into an attitude that this is going to be a bad day of lifting because you're feeling really stiff during your first warm-ups. If you've been lifting for a while, you understand what I'm talking about. Well, before we start the heavy sets, he already started saying, well, you know, you're going to be shooting this video, but should I just do lighter weight right now? And I go, what are you talking about? He goes, well, you're not there to spot me. And I know that how we're doing it, I don't really spot him at all. I may, whether I'm shooting video or not, we're doing this system without the spotting. But I guess I may have been there just in case. He failed before, but I don't spot him. But so he was already preparing. I'm going to really challenge myself. Uncle Skip isn't going to be there. And so I worked on him. He goes, yeah, but, you know, this and that. And should I, you know, you could tell he was, you know, fearful, which you should have respect of the weights, whether you want to call it fear or not. But he was all caught up into what, you know, knowing him, talking to him, this whole stress level. That's how he's dealing with it. And he's bringing me into it, right? And so I'm concerned about him, but at the same time, I'm Uncle Skip pushing him through, right? And so we're shooting the video, and so he's doing the sets, and he gets tangled up where, I mean, he's stalling on his fourth and final rep. And I have the camera, and I've been shooting, and I said, you can do this, you can do this. Come on, get yourself psyched up. You can do it. And that's what I'm telling him. But he did. He was more influential to me that this is something he's afraid of than I'm afraid of, right? And so I'm shooting the video, and then I set it down, right, the camera, because he's stalling. So I don't finish that particular set filming it because I want to rush over to him. And guess what? He did the rap. Now, and I said to him, what's the lesson here? You know, the lesson here is you were concerned. You were stressed out about not being lifted weight and being hurt, right? And you vocalized that. And because I care about you, you got me concerned. And now I'm wrapped up in this, oh, can you do it? Right? I know the safety is a concern, but that's not the point. And then, so our goal there is to have him progress and show you guys how to train and perform on camera so the whole world sees it. That's the outcome. That's the Thanksgiving dinner. But the short term is, oh, is Ronnie going to be okay? You know, and I said to him, I go, look, you did that. You know, we all have challenges. We all, you know, worry about if we can come through. But think about what you did by being so open and demonstrative and sharing your stress with your body language and your words, is you brought me into that too. You know, and think about that with your dad or your mom. Now, our parents, you know, that's what they're there for, is to love us. But you're bringing all this extra energy into this, you're drawing us in where, you know, in life, you got to suck it up. There's many times where we don't know if we can do things, but for the greater good, we're going to give it our all. Now, I'm not telling you people what risk they should do, whether it's in the gym or outside of the gym, but the point is you're getting that short-term connection and fear and easing the pain. You're not going to let people down. You're telling them, oh, this is so hard, or, hey, please forgive me. Didn't get sleep last night and this and that. You're taking the focus on what your outcome is, and that's to produce, to be a person that they respect, that you're the person to come through. I didn't look at Ronnie in that moment as a person who could come through. I looked at him the poor thing that I got to watch out for. I don't think that's what he wanted. I think there's a valuable lesson that hopefully he takes out of that we all can take out of it. Our long-term vision, the Thanksgiving dinner, is to be competent. To be someone that other people can count on, that we come through, that we're strong enough mentally, physically, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, right? And when we are that way, we provide so much value to other people, and then we enjoy all the options in life because they reciprocate it. We create value for them, they create value for us. Well, and a benefit of not acting in such a powerful way, you're getting in the short term. Thing is, think about all the things that you can't get yourself doing. Think about all the benefits. I want you to list all the benefits because you are getting benefits. I may get to eat food. I get to reward myself a long, stressful day of work. One of my simple pleasures, right, is to, I don't know, whatever, eat a spoonful of peanut butter that I shouldn't be eating or whatever. It may be for me. Maybe for other people, it's a whole pizza, whatever it is. It's doing the things. There are value out of it, right? With my job, I get to connect with my family. I don't have to be on the road and something that brings me pain with dealing with other people that instead of where I can be connecting with my family instead of being on the road. Maybe I don't have to, you know, do this puzzle that I'm not doing it on my terms when I'm an employee and all the different people with their levels of motivation. My freedom, you know, that's another thing. I'm working with a client right now. He values freedom so much, much, much more than producing at a high level. Getting a job that pays and takes care of the family and being the man, values freedom. There are tremendous benefits, you know, and one thing I can encourage him is, hey, embrace it. Why don't you, because we've been working in a particular direction and he doesn't seem to make any progress. That's what gave me the stimulation, the inspiration to even talk about this is, you know, think about all the benefits you're getting, right? Write them all down because you are benefiting from it or you would move in the other direction, right? And maybe you should just embrace it. Embrace all these great things. See, because the chances are one of two things. One is you'll all of a sudden say, you know what? You're right. I don't want that stuff bad enough because I get to enjoy all these things. Freedom, not to deal with people, not have to be on the road. I get connection, right? Or whatever it is, you get all those benefits. Say, hey, I don't want that. What a peaceful place to be, to quit grinding for something that you say you want and you can't get it. And every single day you're beating yourself up because you're not getting closer. Here's the other thing about it. It's kind of like the analogy that I used. Interesting how this is all tying in. If I told you you're Mr. Control Drum, I can't do it, Skip, I don't know, I don't have confidence or whatever, and you get that from other people and you suck them in, poor you, drain them, right? Not realizing that you want to be the man to be counted on, to be respected, to be the person to come through during the difficult times, right? And then I said, you know what? You aren't the man. Hey, I'll take care of you, little boy. Hey, step aside. I'll guide you through this, right? If you want to be the man with your wife, right, and lead that relationship and come through, and she says, all right, little man. She wouldn't say that to you, hopefully. I'll step up and I'll compensate for what you can't do. You've convinced me you can't do it. You can't get a job. You can't produce more. You can't come through during the tough times. You can't lead this family with your mental strength. I'll step up and do it. You're right, you can't. I'll tell you something. These people that you're draining this energy from and saying you can't do it, the minute they tell you, you know what, you're right, you're not very good at anything. I'll tell you this, if you ever get into that discussion, people say, well, you're so good at, oh, golly, no, I'm not that good. You know, quit that. Stop that, right? Because all they have to say is, no, you're right, you're not that very good. And all of a sudden, what are you talking about? I do this, this, and this, and this. Do it without the control drama. Do it without you feeling sorry for yourself, right? Because just like the contrast will make you really identify with what you really want, when you see all those benefits that you're getting, you embrace them and don't say, I'm not getting anything. I really want to change, right? And then you start stacking up all the great benefits that you got by not changing. Well, then you get to contrast that. Is this really worth it? Is it really worth it? Would getting on the road so bad, if I believe that it would really take my life, my family's life to a higher level, would that be worth it? Now you can make a real choice. So list all those benefits and then see if the price that you're paying for those benefits, if it's really worth it. bring this subconscious stuff that's going on in the back of our mind, bring it to the forefront and make a real decision based on logic and not this emotion that might be ingrained by the 19-year-old little boy who didn't know how to understand people enough to deal with 45-year-olds, but he had that responsibility and it's ingrained in his nervous system, that fear, but it's way in the back of his mind. He doesn't realize how it may be affecting what he says that he wants. So bring all these fears, all these pains, all these unintended consequences that are in the back of your mind, bring them to the forefront. List everything that you're benefiting from not changing, not finally making that happen. List all the benefits. You are getting benefits from them, all right? And then stack them up in the forefront of your brain, on your conscious level, the price that you're paying, and then make a more logical decision. Take control of your emotions, all right? So what was that thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that moment when you said, wow, life is pretty cool. I'm rushing through these here. I want to be respectful of your 30-minute time with me. Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that thing that you really, really want. That would take months of years of you stepping up and comparing these short-term benefits and the price that you're paying. Is it really worth it? You'll have to do that every single day to get yourself to do the things that you say you want to do. What is that thing? Take 3 seconds right now. Is what you're doing right now really helping you get to those results that you really want in life, the long-term results, that bigger picture, that Thanksgiving dinner? Or are the things that you're doing really geared towards that peanut butter and jelly sandwich? You just didn't realize it before. And what are those results that you want? All right, guys. Hey, thank you so much for doing this for you. Thank you so much for allowing me to come into your life. Thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplement sports nutrition line. Check that out, massmachinenutrition.com. You can get it at bodybuilding.com by going to sltips.com/3. SL for Skip LaCour, sltips.com/3. All right. Have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.